USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Another wildfire broke out Saturday afternoon in Napa County, California. Stan Williams stayed behind to protect his home as he watched part of his neighborhood around Lake Berryessa go up in flames.
This is a small community. We pretty much know one another, and it's very devastating, very sad.
So far, at least a half dozen homes have been destroyed. Another senseless mass shooting, this time in New Orleans, where three people were killed and seven wounded. Police Superintendent Michael Harrison says two gunmen shot indiscriminately into a crowd about 3 miles away from the French Quarter.
By no means does anyone think they need to take matters into their own hands. The New Orleans Police Department and our partners are on this. We will stay on it until we clear it and until we hold those accountable for it.
The suspects were armed with a handgun and a rifle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Officials say Richard Starry killed four family members and then himself in Robstown, Texas, Friday night. His 13-year-old adopted son and his wife's 41-year-old son were found shot to death in a home. Starry's father and his wife were killed at a nursing home where Starry also shot himself. State Representative Abel Herrero says the community has been shaken by the murders.
We extend our condolences to the families, and we ask everyone to keep them in your prayers.
A suspected killer apparently used dating apps to lure his victims in a string of assaults on both coasts. Police say 27-year-old Daniel Drayton may be connected to as many as seven murders and other violent acts. Drayton's accused of killing Samantha Stewart, who authorities believe was tied up and tortured for hours. Drayton was arrested in North Hollywood, California, where he was holding another victim captive. It's been 1 year since signs of a data breach was reported by Equifax involving 147,000 Americans. Consumer advocate Ed Merwinski says the credit reporting agency still hasn't paid a price.
They ignored the requirement you better upgrade your systems or hackers are going to get in.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Donald Trump's Health and Human Services Department appointee resigned on Friday after controversy involving anti-Muslim statements and spreading conspiracies. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
Samina Barreto, appointed in December to a communications post, was placed on leave in April following media reports that she used social media to spread conspiracy theories about a supposed pizza shop sex ring and made inflammatory remarks about Muslims. After issuing a public apology, Barreto returned to work but was removed from her post as Deputy Director of Communications and reassigned to Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families. Barreto's resignation is the third from the HHS following Gavin Smith, a communications staffer who publicly attacked lawmakers and reporters, and Tim Clark, who served as a White House liaison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump tweeted today that there are consequences when people cross the border illegally, and he says many who do so are using children for their own sinister purposes. His tweet comes several days after the government says more than 1,800 children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border have been reunited with parents and sponsors. Hundreds remain separated. Trump also says Congress must fix the, quote, dumbest and worst immigration laws anywhere in the world. A powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck the popular tourist destination of Lombok in Indonesia Sunday, killing 14 people and damaging many.